open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 122. Myself, Soup, Jarrett, Coles, all here getting ready. Soup's putting deodorant on, getting freshened up for the evening. We just had a great meal, and we're all ready to go. We've been golfing all day. We've been on the radio. We've had a fun time today, but we're here for episode 122. Soup keeps saying season 2, and episode 2, or episode 4, we decided to start season 2. On episode
one. I don't know if that's official. I'm calling it.
I don't think season 2 starts until we move into the new space. I guess technically it could be season 2 because we moved from outside to here.
Well, we moved from... Was the pilot then us at our other
radio
station?
Yeah, that was
station?
The pilot. Yeah, that was up the street.
That was our pilot.
And then season 1 was up at the Pine Room. And then season 2 started when we moved here.
So then season three
will be when we move to our new space.
No. Okay, deal. So we're
I don't
no,
know.
We gotta actually this label it season.
Okay,
two.
So it's still season
okay,
one,
fine.
I guess.
What season
Soup's
one
got
episode?
A new hat on.
Fine. It says Mackenzie Riedel on it, but I don't. Hang on. Let me try to figure out where the camera is and then work my.
It's
head,
right there.
Work my head down.
There you go.
Look good.
There you go.
Looks good.
Nice.
Well, welcome into the Pine Room.
Everybody else is wearing hats. I wanted to wear a hat.
If you never wear a hat.
Yeah, well, I don't like the way it looks. I used to try to wear them backwards. I didn't like that either.
Yeah, you really aren't a hat guy.
No, when we would wear them in baseball,
neither is Matt.
Take it off.
Matt's not a hat guy
Matt
either.
Matt used to be a hat guy, though.
Yeah, like when we golf, you don't wear a hat.
No,
ever.
Absolutely
is
not.
Is it because you look dumb in it or what?
He's
it?
Got a very small head.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the way it looks. And
does it give you a headache?
No, I'm just self-secure.
Can I see you'd be insecure about it.
I'm just.
Or
self,
he's secure in the fact that he doesn't need one.
Or are you self-aware that you look bad?
I'm just self-secured.
No. No, you're not.
No. I really don't like the way it looks.
Yeah. What about backwards?
I love hats.
What's a clothing apparel that you'll never wear because you know it'll never look good on you?
I don't know.
Other than a hat. A
thong?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's fair.
I'm serious. Like, I don't know why I would wear one.
That's fair.
Not a bad answer.
I tried rings for a little bit. That didn't work out. I just can't stop messing with
them. When did you try rings on?
Well, I wore them for the wedding, for Nolce's wedding, because I wanted to be all blinged out. So I thought, well, let me put them on before just so I can get used to them. Maybe it'll be a new thing. And it didn't last.
I put that wedding ring on when we were trying them on. I liked the way that looked.
I like the way it looks. I just can't stop fucking messing with them when they're on my hands.
What's
I'm
wrong
just
with that?
Pulling them on and off, putting them on my hands. Like my fingers were getting raw by the time I was. Like,
I wouldn't like earrings either.
I tried those for like a week.
Why did you get rid of them?
Well, when I had them in, I was hitting BP in a cage one time, and when I went to get out of the cage, when I whipped the nut over my
Christ.
Head, it caught the earring and ripped it right out of my ear.
Did it make you bleed?
Wait a second.
Bleed?
Yeah, right before.
Didn't
game.
One fall out? We couldn't find it, and it was like a really nice diamond earring.
Wait. Yeah, that was that.
Where did you find it?
No, I ripped
where
out of my.
Where were we?
We were on
a road
trip somewhere.
I might
nice stadium. Too.
What's the night? Sorry, go ahead.
I might lose a lot of things, like just in general. But he loses like things that are really expensive. Like I remember when we were in high school once. Yeah. It was when GTA 5 just had come out, or it was coming out.
Why is that relevant?
I'll tell you why. A retainer, like those Invisalign that are like really expensive.
Oh, yeah, you know
so,
what? I kind of remember this.
Like they're fit to your mouth, so
yeah,
you can wear
yeah.
them out in public and nobody will know. So he had one and he took it out for lunch and put it on his lunch tray and then fucking threw the lunch away with the Invisalign on it. So
oh,
I went in
man.
like what's that guy, Mike from Dirty Jobs, and I went in and I dug out his retainer. Never wore it again because it was in the trash, but... then the next morning I woke up and his mom had left GTA 5 at my house for me to play.
Yep.
Oh, he, boss. Well, that's nice of her.
A big ass trash can, and he ended up finding
it. Yeah, I kind of remember that.
So
yeah.
So boss then returned, went to Walmart, bought you a new game.
I got GTA 5.
It was, yeah, you, like that, did Jarrett get to play it?
No, I don't.
That
I don't
one
think,
time you lost your watch. It
oh my gosh! Yeah, you have lost some expensive shit.
I also one time in the outfield, I lost my old chain.
I remember that too.
And we were looking in the outfield for hours.
I think we were at
Weirton. No. There was a Dollar General right across the street.
Yeah, that's like Brilliant or something like that.
Yeah, but then
we're looking for that. You lost your watch in the 19th hole.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, none of this is really my fault.
Well, it was faulty equipment.
Yeah, the Invisalign.
The watch.
But how would you not notice that falling off your wrist? Which
I did.
Yeah, wait, I what was this?
And
what
we
happened
inside
again?
The bar. I just was walking around 19th hole. I had my watch on. I just got it readjusted because it didn't fit. So whatever they did, they didn't tighten it all the way, and it just fell right off. And I noticed it because I was looking all along the floors. I was freaking out.
Well, we got back to your house, and then you noticed it, right?
No, I noticed before we left. But then we left.
Yeah, but then you got back to the house, and someone called you and said, hey, somebody has it on their wrist in the bar.
Yeah, they would just
Didn't you go and look for it, and then we stayed back, and somebody called?
Hannah and I went to look for it for a little bit, and I called him.
I didn't want to ruin the night, so I remember telling everybody I didn't want to ruin everybody's night, so I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, and then whoever it was, I can't remember who called, said, oh, yeah, some guy's got the watch, and we just sprung up out of
it. It was literally, Hannah and I pulled back into the house, and everybody came pouring out of the front door like the house was on fire, ready to go beat the living shit out of some guy.
That just reminded me of some Dungeons & Dragons scene. I don't know why. The way you were explaining that made me think that we were playing.
Dude, they were just flying out of the house, man. Oh, did you see the guy, what's his name, Shane from Walking Dead? You know him?
Yeah.
I forget what his name is, but he plays the Punisher, too. Mm-hmm. He played his first game of D&D on the podcast.
Didn't see that.
And it was really cool. And I did the same thing with Hannah, and she loved it.
What was it?
Well, he was wondering how to play the game, right? And then
she was just like, do you want to play?
Let's just play right here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I could do that right now.
Do you always need a dungeon master?
Yes, because you need somebody to moderate the story. I mean, you could read it,
okay,
but you would need somebody to moderate the story and tell you what the other actions are. Like, if you were to read the story and you see that there's a gem hidden behind a bookcase and that's what you need, if you had a book and you didn't have a dungeon master, you would just read that and you would know that it's behind the show.
What's it called, like, if we were just at a hotel and we wanted to play for 4 hours? What's that called when you just play once?
One shot? Yeah.
And you can be whatever character you want when you do that.
Yeah. You want to play real
and
quick?
The story
I'll
ends.
Play right now.
The story ends one scene.
Let's play one scene.
Yeah, the story ends with either the whole party dies or you beat a boss or something like
that. Okay, let's play one scene.
All right, ready? You guys were just on a shipping crew. You guys were like a crew that was going through the ocean. You guys are just merchant ships. You're really not too well off. You're kind of in the slums of the city that you're working out of. It's a big port city, but it's a lot of traffic that goes through there. Not a lot of people like you come in and out of the city. But you, for the most part, make a good living, and you're able to at least survive for yourself. But you're on the ship, and it's shipwrecked. You guys faced a big storm. It hit you hit heavy waters. It was raining real hard. The lightning was unbelievable. The ship broke apart on some rocks, and you guys found yourself waking up on the shores of a deserted island. It's bright and sunny out. You wake up. Sun stings your eyes. It's hazy outside. Feel the dew. You're laying on the beach. You hear the cawing of birds. What do you do?
I want to reach next to me, and do I feel a rock?
You a lot of sand. A lot of sand. There's like rocks, big ones.
Can I reach for the biggest seashell I can find?
Yeah, you find like a half-broken conch shell.
I want to take it, and I want to throw it into the woods as hard as I can.
All right. You throw it in the woods. Goes in the woods, cracks around, hits some stuff. What are you doing?
I'm checking my pockets.
You check your pockets. In your pockets, you don't have much. You have like half of a ship's biscuit with like a hard piece of bread. You have like a few loose coins. But you do have on your other side, you have a little brass knife. It's a little bit wet, but it's still got a blade on it.
I want to ask Jarrett if I can borrow that knife so I can go in the woods real quick. Can I borrow it, Jarrett?
No, I need that.
Wait, are we ourselves right now in the story?
Yeah, you guys are you.
Okay, I want to look at Cooley and ask him how he feels. I'm worried about him.
I want to ignore him, and then I want to walk over to Jay and see what he wants to do with the knife.
What do you want to do with the knife?
We're on a deserted island.
Yes,
we're
deserted island. Okay, so right now, if we were playing D&D, I would say make a perception check.
I was going to say, can I make a perception check?
You'd make a perception check. Perception check, let's say you're really perceptive, so you'd have a plus two. You roll a dice, you get a 12, you're at 14. So that's a little bit above average. You're on a deserted island right now. You see kind of scattered around you, there are some broken boards laying around. There are some you see a couple bodies of your crew members
dead?
Not moving. You guys are the only ones that are moving around. There's nobody else moving. There's about two laying down the west side, then one laying down the east side, and you just see broken pieces of the ship up on the shore.
Job, who is the wealthiest person on the ship with us?
Probably the captain.
Where's he?
Make a perception check. Rolls the dice.
17.
17. You don't see him. You don't see the captain.
I want to go find him and search his pockets.
Are we hungry?
You don't see the captain.
I know. I want to go look for him.
Am I hungry?
No, you guys, I mean, you're pretty well fed on the ship. Okay. You don't, that's not your immediate thought.
Okay.
Job, I want to go look for the captain.
All right, you go and look for the captain.
I leave my
friends.
All
right, you go and leave the captain. What are you doing?
I'm going to go walk into the woods and look for supplies.
All right, make a investigation check. You make an
10.
Investigation check. It's a 10. You find no supplies. You do find the old, as you're looking through, you do find the old ruins of like what looked to be some sort of settlement that used to be here.
I want to walk onto the boat that broke into pieces and grab my phone.
Okay, this is fantasy setting. No phones.
What do you mean no?
This is a fantasy setting.
So it's us.
This
a
is
thousand
like
years
you
ago.
Guys in MIDI in Game of Thrones,
Game
like
of
that
Thrones.
Type of.
Oh, so I'm like a warrior.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're like not
so
a warrior.
You're not looking
you're
for your phone.
A,
you're
you
looking
are,
for someone to hook up with, pretty much.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
In what way?
Well, like I just feel like everybody used to always hook up. Like
I'm trying to like. Hook up on this place.
Like,
I just
like
all right, as
ship,
the, as
like,
he's
like,
looking
like
around
you're
the ship, you're in the ruined temples of this thing, and you start to see movement in front of you.
Pull out my knife.
You pull your knife out. You make a perception check. It was a
three.
It was an 18.
Oh.
You look in front of you. See three more go through the woods running.
I'm gonna go back to Cool's.
All right, you run back to the beach.
I want to go sprinting into the woods at yellow.
You didn't see this.
I know. I just want to go in the woods and yell. All
right, you go back to see Cooley, and Cooley passes you and starts screaming in the woods.
I'm going to chase after him and say, what the fuck are you doing?
All right, you chase after him, and he kind of comes
I'm
up
I'm trying
to
be bait because I got a feeling there's something huge here.
That's
what are you doing as they're doing that?
I'm still looking for the captain, and I'm yelling at him in the language that I speak, but no one else speaks. I'm yelling, Captain, where are you? What language do I speak?
You just speak common, and then like a little bit of dwarvish.
So I'm screaming dwarvish, Captain. Where are you? And
he
yells back.
You'd be right. Your captain's a big dwarf, big long, bushy red beard. You call him Red Beard, and he's you can't find him. But all you do hear him scream like a madman up the beach.
I want to snap my neck around real quick, like I heard something scary, and I want to sprint. And I'm really fast. So.
Yeah.
So
you sprint after him. You go after him. You're booking down the beach. You turn around. You see Soup coming at the beach towards you, towards Cooley.
Can I make a perception check to see if anything is
as you do that, you see in front of you standing big four of them, hairy shoulders, long distended arms. You see these big tusks come out from the bottom jaw. There's three of them standing. They got tattered rags on. One's carrying a big spear. Two of them have these crooked wooden looking knives.
Okay.
and they're all staring at you, and they don't make any noise. They're just staring at you, and they're surrounded by they're about 4 foot taller than you guys are.
Do I know what they are?
Make a nature check.
Okay, two.
Two, no idea.
Okay, fuck.
You've never seen these things before.
Job, can I see them yet, or am I not close enough?
As you come book into the woods, you see Cooley stopped looking at these things.
I want to get a high advantage.
I'm with Cooley, right? Me and him are together.
Did you follow him back? Yeah, if you followed him back into the woods, because he sprinted past you.
Yeah, so I'm going
to...
Can I make an athletic check and get on top of the tree?
Next to him?
Or
are you trying to stay away from the creatures?
Stay
away from the creatures. Athletics check.
Four.
Four. You get up halfway the tree, and then you fall. You hear a thud behind. You look back. Soup's on the back of the ground.
I want to challenge him to an arm wrestle.
What do you say?
I'm just going to say that straight up.
You,
big fella, in the middle. Me, you, one-on-one. Let's go right here, right now. Arm wrestle. I stick my arm out.
He doesn't move.
What
are you doing?
I'm going to come up and grab Cooley because I know he's about to get killed by these big things.
All right. You hear Jack grab you.
And then as Jack grabs me, I turn around, grab the pocket knife out, and I point it at the big guy.
Make a sleight of hand check.
20.
Natural 20, you don't even feel it. Your knife is gone. Yeah. Natural 20, your knife is gone. He has it. He shoves it in he points towards the big beast.
Yeah. I would point it in his face and say, let's go, big fuck.
And you see the two that are behind the bigger one, they get their weapon ready.
Yeah, and then I will go like this. You put that down.
Make an intimidation check.
20.
Wait, now he's got to roll. He scored a natural 20. It's negated.
It's negated? Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey, Jub. I just...
Yo, what are you doing? Hurry.
I'm going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Make a...
Persuasion?
Yeah, make... Wait, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
I said just start to tell him to calm down and tell the...
All right, make a persuasion
down.
Check.
One.
One? Oh, shit.
I want to throw the guy.
All right, you do it. You attack. Make a attack roll.
14.
14. All right, hits him. Hits him right in the side of the face, cuts the big creature, and he goes. He pulls a javelin. He's going to swing at you. He rolls. He's two. Swings. He goes wide. He doesn't hit you.
I slide.
What are you guys doing?
Running.
You're taking off?
No, I'll stay. I'm staying. I'm going to help Cools defend against the beast.
You get your fist out. What are you doing?
Do I have anything else in my pockets?
You reach around your pockets and make an investigation check. What are you doing?
I found a really sharp stick. I want to run as fast as I can forward and try to shove it in the guy that's fighting
Cooley. Make an attack roll.
20.
Natural 20. Oh, my God. All right, you're rolling for damage? That's a lot of damage. You run up to him. You turn around. You're trying to figure out what to do. Cooley, you're trying to root around for a knife. You see Soup running through with a broken piece of branch from the tree that he fell from. Runs up to him. The big creature goes to reach back, and you stab him right through the gut. He's natural 20. Up under his ribs. He tries to scream, and nothing but blood comes out, and he slumps onto the stick.
And I say, should have arm wrestled, big guy.
And then all the creatures, they look at you, and they go, yeah! And now you guys are heroes of the island. You won.
Let's go.
Wow. Nice job.
Woo. Wow.
Yeah. Great job. Can I apologize for hurting their friend?
No. No. You find out later that guy had actually, he was a part of the island, but he usurped the leader that was already there. And he was a terrible leader. He was killing people. Anybody on the island they would try to be friends with, that guy would just tear him apart. Okay. And it actually drove the island into bankruptcy.
Eventually they called Soup the Kingslayer.
Now, did that all just come from your mind now?
Yeah.
Like off the top.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can I go look for the captain still?
With the big hairy beast that had a long fang and like a sword and a wooden how?
Do you just constantly live in a wonderland in your head?
Imagination. It's just all about imagination. It's about just trying to figure out fun ways to make a scenario possible. So, like, I could tell you
guys... I can't believe we ended up on a shipwrecked beach.
So, it's a little different when you're playing, like, an actual game. Because, like, I would have... If this was a real game, I would have made you guys search around the fucking island
for hours.
Like, looking for stuff, trying to figure out what happened to people. But if you're playing a one-shot, you got to move quickly. So, like, I could tell you guys are looking around for shit. All right, stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Would you say out of us four, I'm the best player?
You rolled the most 20s, but Soup had a critical action, and Jared, I would say, as far as being in tune with the surroundings, is probably the best.
What would you say? I'm just the best leader. I'm a leader.
I would say
leader,
you're the one that calls to action.
I'm a great leader.
But that's fun of D&D. There you go. Yeah. Everybody at home, just listen to your first D&D campaign.
Everybody's gonna be like, oh my God, I want to play now. Yeah. Or they just turn it off.
Or they go, oh, you guys got to keep playing.
These guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, maybe we'll do our own once again, campaign.
If they email us, maybe.
Yeah. That was the only thing that I wanted. That was the reason I wanted to play is if we filmed it.
Yeah,
we
if
never
you guys
want
to see more of D&D, and we'll actually, like, I have dice and maps and characters.
Wait, would you play if we filmed?
Yeah. If we filmed it, I would do it. Yeah, but
wait, Jub will.
I will.
My scenario has changed.
Wait, Cools. If the thing we've been talking about changes, you would.
I'm in.
Listen, D&D.
Listen to me. This is big. If we get to film.
That was the reason you didn't want to film was because
of that? Well, because he didn't want to be labeled as a nerd.
Dude, stop talking. If we get to film D&D, you know how much fun I will have?
You can see the sparkle.
No, listen. If we do it, like when we move into our new space, if we do it, Like, I'm telling you, we like dressing up and shit.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about what.
Come on.
What just changed?
If we film it. Listen. I'll come in a full suit of armor.
If the scenario of that we're talking about changes, you don't have to worry about that.
Literally.
I don't want to have to look
like.
If you came in looking with like a badass suit of leather armor.
And I like come in with a fucking like, I'm going to come in with two daggers and like a hood and shit.
Dude.
I can't wear like a Shrek costume.
No, it'd be cool.
Not literally Shrek, but like.
I mean, to look like an ogre?
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
What am I supposed to come in as?
Depends on what your character is.
Yeah, I'd come dressed as my character. Like, if we, that's my thing. That was always my thing if I would play it. If we played, I wanted to film it.
You want to go all in. It's either all in or nothing.
Yes. Dude. Yeah, if we do it, that's what I want. Like, that was the big thing back when, like, you guys wanted
to
play.
It has to be a committed group. That's the problem. We had a couple of these, and I'm the only one that's ever committed.
That's so bad.
You're impossible to plan, Deathwood.
I played it every night.
Every night?
Every night that we played. Did I miss?
Yes. No, you didn't. You missed one time.
You missed when we show up late or we couldn't schedule. Not just because of you, but it was never because of me because I'm the best player.
Well...
Actually, the last time we played, Cooley has the least amount of health.
We'll leave it up to the viewers and the listeners. If you want us to play D&D on camera, let us know.
Let us know. We'll have fun.
Yes, please let us know. Seriously.
It really would be funny as fuck.
Dude.
I mean, everything we do is funny as fuck.
Yeah. Well, if you're interested.
I got to take this hat off, dude. Can we take a break and do Brownie Reed?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Give me a second.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that Brownie House read. I'm sure you've heard it before, but like, I mean, come on. It's brownies, dude. Go get them. I mean, every one of those brownies is good. I probably would be down about 10 pounds if I hadn't found the Brownie House, but everything is great. I'm partial to the whoopie pie. The marshmallow whoopie pie is to die for, and the cookies and cream one is good too. But thank you to all of them down at the Brownie House.
Watching Jarrett do technology right now is hilarious because he was kind of slow there for a second.
Yeah, so Jarrett,
it made me think he was like an old guy.
Jarrett, I have been wanting to show you guys this guy, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy.
What's
this
Ken Lee?
So I swear, guys, we are amongst an actual superhero. This guy, named Ken Lee. I'm not lying. This guy is He is an actual ninja. All
right, so
and Job, I don't know if you've seen this guy before.
What
his
is going
name,
on?
His name is Ken Lee. He has superhuman speed. I'm not lying.
What the fuck?
If I get the volume,
is he American?
I don't know who he is, but I came across his TikTok.
Change to the audio code.
And the guy actually is. A real life ninja. Hold on, let me switch it back to our view here.
Has he gone viral?
Yes, he's got like 2 million followers on TikTok. But I stumbled upon him, and how fast this guy is, you guys aren't gonna believe this.
The only comment I see over there it says, "Imagine him boxing."
Yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, audio codec.
Guy is a real ninja. He's a real life ninja.
When you say ninja, what do you mean?
He's got ninja speed.
How fast normally are ninjas?
Guys, seriously.
Let me look it up.
Okay. I keep piping it up. Now it's time to watch it. Okay.
Let it rip.
Here we go. Here's Ken Lee.
All right.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Seriously.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Ken Lee's actually pretty quick.
This is just sped up, right?
Guys.
That's
a ninja.
Real. That's
I'm
not
telling
real.
You. Seriously. Dude.
No way. Oh, he messed
no
shit.
No way.
Holy shit.
Guys.
Dude.
It's no, not no, sped that, up. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's no, it's not. No, it's not. Wait, look, no,
the wait one, the one when he went left, right, and then I think, oh no,
he's
oh
got a
no,
banana.
If it's a mouse trap.
Is that a no, it's a dollar bill. It looks like
you
look,
got it.
He's no, playing look, card. Look, look. He's lulling you in. It's like he's nonchalant about it. What, dude?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Seriously,
no
look, guys.
Way.
I swear to
my.
God.
Can
oh
you rewind
guy
that?
Guy is a real life ninja.
God damn.
And he doesn't move either, too.
Look, look, look. He just, like, lulls you to
look,
sleep.
He's trying to be a...
He does lull you to
he's
sleep.
Sneaky. He's
look,
sneaky.
It's like... And he kind of, like, he bluffs you.
You can't
like,
even blink.
He'll do this thing, and, like, he'll just, like, kind of reach for it.
Oh, he's
oh,
trying
he
to...
Fake
oh, he's
me
beef,
out.
Yeah.
Oh,
my... Man. No, no. If you tried to play a game...
He
oh,
just,
my God.
I just like how
you
just
seriously,
flips things over.
The
you,
guy...
If, dude, imagine playing Monopoly with him.
If I can
have,
get
like,
another one,
stacks of money.
Look, here's another one.
He's a ninja, though.
Oh,
dude.
Yo,
dude.
That is kind of crazy.
Guys,
wait, did he do
insane
that before the card fell?
Yes.
Is there
he's
any way we
fucking
could do
insane?
You
dude
don't think we could do this?
Bro is legit.
I hate his filter.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Okay, that one's edited.
Dude,
that,
dude,
that's such a fucking you TikTok.
I found, yeah, that's yeah. I just wanted to show. I wanted to show you guys that because it was
one
so
more
important.
But
we'll go back
more
to the split view, right, and right. I got another thing that I'll bring up too. Have you guys ever heard of Water Talk?
Uh-uh.
Oh Jesus.
So
what is on your algorithm?
I also
bro
came across this thing.
Is
where
this, is this like what you find late at night?
See,
now,
oh,
no,
Jared.
Not
Jared.
This.
So I came across this no as well. Also, so if you're just listening to this, you should go to YouTube, subscribe, and watch this. So I also came across this on my TikTok of Water Talk, where
oh
these
boy
interesting characters will make these waters, and
oh,
they
seen
so
it. They
put add
sparkles and shit.
So this is like a thing, I guess, is an actual thing of Water Talk where they'll make these concoctions
so
of water instead of just drinking water.
So this is a lane of TikTok where people make fancy water.
Yes, yes.
Starburst Blue Raz.
Okay. Oh,
Sonic Limeade.
And all
man
pink.
She's
what
going
is
with the triple. This triple deluxe.
Is pink a flavor?
So,
okay,
one,
so
dash,
one
dash, one
dash
little dash of water.
No, she's got to get started because you can't put
so
it
then,
in full so she can
so
shake
then
it.
She puts these like, it's like a massive amount of like sugar that they put in these waters, and then they like are proud of themselves for drinking this
well
big thing of water.
Yeah, she sugar certainly doesn't like sugar.
I was going to say, one thing, there was something I noticed about all the
see,
people.
She's got it figured out, though.
What's that, putting the water in first?
Well, like yeah, but bit. I mean, she knows that you can make water fun.
No, but I mean,
what
I,
was the thing you noticed about all of them?
Well, they all look alike.
There can't be
oh,
that
right
much sugar
right
in those
right
old
right
packets, right,
right? Bullshit! It's all sugar.
Well, that is sometimes there's not sugar in
I mean,
things.
Well, some of it, yeah, but I'm assuming.
I think
I'm
a blue raspberry Starburst. Yeah,
I'm
probably going to be
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
Sonic
go
Limeade.
Yeah, but I.
And assume it's not
so,
sugar.
Yeah, free. This whole thing, I guess, is a really big thing, especially this
but
girl,
you
Jackie
don't think,
T. Wright.
Though, you don't think.
Now,
I mean, you
okay,
honestly don't think she would go for sugar, though.
No. Fuck. Do you think she would drink a lot of
well,
sugar?
You
look,
think, I mean,
look, guys, here's the big
it's
important.
Water.
Let me see this.
This is the most
what
important
color do we think
you
this is
going to
be?
Here we go.
Okay, blue,
so
it's
going to
turn
so
brown.
So they mix these
purple
up, and then boom. They
I say
put
purple, Jub.
I think.
Oh, okay. So she's making like
she
a
doesn't
cocktail.
Even put, she doesn't even put the whole thing.
Well,
in.
She's
cocktail
saving it for later.
Oh, that kind of looks
yeah
pretty.
Where'd
right
she
now
go?
Too much ice, though, man.
Where'd she go?
Oh man. Okay. All right.
Oh, that's
all
good
right
Sonic ice.
Because
those,
she's got to get a deep.
You know, there's one thing I do support, and it's the kind of ice he has.
Yeah, that's
that
good ice.
I just saw a comment about
that's
that.
Chick-fil-A
yeah
ice.
Well, and you got to admire the effort.
She said she'll
here
be right back. Oh, she had to get more ice. This should turn it. This should turn it pink, right?
No.
No.
Green.
Okay, we're she gonna, used a lot of limeade.
Oh, a lot of limeade. Is she going to top it off with the Starburst?
Oh.
No, it's pink.
Or pink lemonade, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just a little splash there.
Dude.
A little,
right,
a little
dude
lashing.
Oh.
That looks like Kool-Aid.
So now that's like the
okay,
big.
Okay, so that's
not very colorful.
Like, that's her water of the
that's
day,
that's her
though
water for the day.
But it's not that much
and
water.
Then they're very proud when they
yeah
finish
cool
this.
You're right. That's really
this
not
guy
that much
too
water.
Oh, I don't
I've
like
seen
him.
This
guy
also.
This is the guy I saw.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm out. I'm over it. I've had enough.
So this is a this
it's
is a
big
thing.
Ass ice.
This is a
what
real
is that?
Thing that people
she
do.
Just put it?
That's not fucking water.
Wait, that's she's drinking.
It's wine.
So she's just getting hammered all day.
Dude,
you're gonna be blasted. Oh man, that actually vibes. Does look cool.
Yeah, it does look good. Look at that. Yeah, sorry, but that
Sammy has a cup like
this
that.
This was
go get now. Yeah, give me some info. I want to know. Go to the right there.
What
yeah, I want to get some info. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Talking shit. Oh.
Well, honey. Well.
I like the hair masons. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're wrong.
I told you. She looks like a geosugger.
I mean, guys, she's got
right.
a valid
yeah,
point.
She's kind of right.
She's got a good
she's
point.
She does.
Am I in on water talk?
No, I'm not.
Am I in on water talk?
I'm not sold.
I'm not in on water talk.
I'm out.
You know, well, listen, you know, hey, listen, at the end of the day, water's water.
Water yeah. is. I mean, she's.
Well, juice comes from fruit and veggies.
She's kind of got a good point
wait,
here.
Wait. It only can come from fruit and veggies. Only.
Very cute.
What is this?
Demure.
Moneybag Keith.
Dude, oh, listen, boy. I got
here
okay.
We
one
go.
More
we are down. A
one more.
Here.
One more guy here for you guys. He. This guy has been.
What's his name?
Moneybag Keith. Moneybag Keith.
Literally looks like cool.
This is Unk.
Thanks.
I've found this guy. He's very inspirational. I'm not even like trolling here. I swear to this guy's all awesome. Right.
Really
I swear to.
Oh, I have seen him.
I had those same shoes.
That mirror is getting an absolute beating.
I mean,
come on, like guys, listen. When I'm laying in bed, don't want to get up in the morning. I put on my man Moneybag Keith.
About, he's talking
that.
About Keith.
That
though.
Says someone said playing this instead of music, and Moneybag Keith said thanks.
Don't give up, Keith.
Yeah, don't give up, Keith. Come on, like.
But he's talking about Keith, though.
Yeah, but like, doesn't that get you fired up?
No. Well, I mean, yeah.
That had some inspiration.
He just seems like a maniac. He's just in the gym all
yeah,
by himself.
I mean,
himself.
Can you imagine you were doing
hey,
a set of like curls and you turned to the right and he starts
well, when
doing
you put
that,
this filter on it.
This guy,
mind.
Here he is.
Oh, the in-
look. This is his whole TikTok. Is him. In the mirror, he's trying to get himself right.
He's got
to
be alone, right?
Does he have the same outfit in every one of them?
That's the big okay. That's,
all right, so if anybody doesn't, if you're just listen,
mm-hmm.
All right, I can get behind this.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm
one.
In.
ESPN,
come
said
on!
Hello.
All right, Keith. All right, Keith.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tell me the fuck.
All right, Keith.
Okay, I'm in on this.
I'm in.
Hell, yeah, got it.
Dude,
in.
I'm telling you.
That is kind of tough.
I'm in.
Okay. He's
I'm in.
The dude gets me fired
I'm
up.
Flip-flop.
Like, when I, like, I'm not feeling it, I turn on my man Keith.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anyone back there listening to him.
He's so, if you're just listening to this.
I'm in.
My man Moneybag Keith, he's just in the gym by himself, nobody around, and he's just got his phone in the mirror just telling, let's fucking go, Keith.
I'm in.
Do you think you could do that job?
Probably not.
Look,
Jared,
this
will
one,
you look up?
I get kicked
this
out
one
everywhere
here.
I was ever in. I'm in on Keith,
dude. I'm telling
I'm
you, Moneybag Keith.
I
I'm
thought he was just a fuck
shout
head,
out.
But he
no,
like
no shout out, Moneybag Keith, man.
No, here's the thing.
Good ass dude. He's trying to better himself.
You know what he knows?
What?
Water's just water, baby.
And you can't get. Food or juice without food.
He probably he drinks probably he gets his fruit.
You
think
he has a water talk?
Oh, listen, I'm in on this guy. Fuck the water talk.
No, I don't
people.
Like the water talk.
I'm
so,
in on
so
this
the
guy.
Three that I've showed you so far.
Let's
are
go.
Are we going Ken Lee?
Water, oh, I forgot
water,
about
Ken Lee.
Already.
Water talk or Moneybag
Keith?
Keith above Ken.
Ken Lee. Water talk.
Okay, I think I'm probably the
yeah,
same way.
Well,
I don't know, man. Ken Lee is fucking.
Ken Lee has a skill like no other, but I'm not gonna look at him and he's
I
not
got
inspired.
The
yeah.
thing with
okay.
Ken, though, I
he'll pick your pocket.
Yeah, I don't trust Ken.
Yeah, he'll
I don't
never.
Know if Ken's,
you can never sit. With
I don't
him.
Know if Ken's stuff's actually that impressive.
So you're sitting here. You got one playing card. You're that playing card is gone.
What?
If you're sitting right there and you brought your lucky playing card in, that playing card is gone. Yeah. You're never seeing that playing card
like you're
again.
Saying Ken's going to snatch it.
Yeah. You have a ball of clay that he takes. Your ball of clay is gone.
Okay. It might be kind of impressive what he does, but
dude, Ken.
More impressive than
it depends on how you're feeling. Like, if you want to get inspired, fucking Moneybag Keith. But if you really want to get fired, like, if
but
you
if
wanna,
I'm feeling mischievous,
Ken
I
Lee.
Want to learn how to
and
snag.
Ken, Ken's doing, he's doing this.
Jared, why is this guy, like,
all right, I got one
mean?
More guy to show you.
What's this
I
mean underneath
their
videos where it says still packing, wait, food, one, over, yes, sir, another one, had to switch. Is that their captions underneath the?
Yeah. That's the yeah. video caption. Yeah.
Real quick, I got one more for you.
Who's here? This
is Bizzle. This is Bizzle. This guy. I tell you what.
It says his name's Shannon.
Now, wait a second. Give us a briefing of what Bizzle's about.
Bizzle is a fellow that loves country music.
Okay.
And he's not very good at lip syncing. Well, maybe he is very good. But
what's his hat? What's on his hat?
I don't know. But I also found this guy scrolling through my TikTok. I
got
to find
a
good one.
A lot of the same framing going on.
A lot of the same thing
here.
And
it looks like
he's a lip syncer.
Hey, I'm in on him. I'm in on Bizzle.
Shannon.
I don't know about this one, Bizzle.
Someone said you do weddings question
mark. Telling my kids this was Darius Ruckert.
I just need a little
someone
bit
said
more.
It,
yeah, get,
I need a little more effort
yeah,
from Bizzle.
Well, let me get you. Time out.
Someone said
time
at least
out.
It's tuned perfectly.
Why is look at all the it's all in the same doorway.
I know.
Okay.
Jared, all right. The reason it's like that is because he's on an Android.
What do you mean he's a bad lip singer?
It ain't funny.
All right.
He's got nice teeth.
We're probably going to get...
He does.
This is going to kill us, but...
Listen, Unk does not miss.
I can say Unk should stick to the
Unk
lip
does
sing.
Not miss, man.
What's this one? What's that hat?
Here, mute it. You're going to have to mute it.
It says Billards?
No, Bills.
Chicago Bills.
No, Bulls.
Bulls.
Oh.
Chicago Bills.
Like a little Bulls. Bill.
Yeah, but so do we are we doing Shannon, Bizzle?
You see, he just doesn't.
I tell you what, Bizzle's above the water talk.
Yeah,
way
I
above
agree.
Water talk.
I agree.
He just doesn't have
I
enough.
I think Bizzle might be above Ken Lee for me.
Whoa. Not above my man Ken.
Bizzle just doesn't have enough. He's not offering enough.
He's just standing there and he's just
I need to
mouth.
See some more Ken
just
Lee before
me,
I make
put
a decision.
Put me in a new setting. I mean, that wallpaper
well,
is...
Well, I mean, it's just in the budget. You
it's
know?
So 1990s.
I'm so glad that I was able to
provide Ken Lee
for you.
Let's.
Can you give me one more Ken Lee before we sign off?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, one more Ken Lee. You guys obviously know about the Costco guys. I think I'm out on them as well.
I don't know the Costco.
Neither are I.
What?
The chicken family? Bake.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't think I know Costco.
The Rizzler.
We're Costco guys.
I've seen them.
Of course we like a chicken bake.
I've seen
them.
Is it like the family of four?
Yeah.
We're Costco guys. We like a triple chocolate log.
The double chalk chunk of cookie. Ken Lee.
Yeah, go back to Ken Lee. Let's wrap up.
Let's wrap up the
TikTok corner. This is TikTok corner.
Yeah, maybe this will be a new segment. I'll just keep finding through my For You page.
I need you to go click on Ken Lee's most watched video, and then I'll make my decision.
Yeah, let me get Ken up real quick.
Do we think Ken's legit, or do we think it's...
Yes, dude.
I think he's legit.
You don't think there's any way he's just speeding it up?
This is what he does.
I mean, why are you looking at me like that?
He looks
now all of a sudden you're very trusting other people.
We're going to come in here and everything's going to be gone.
Why is this guy's video playing right now?
He has him sitting here and he takes every sign.
Dude, he'll take everything.
There's one video on the screen playing right now.
It's a preview.
Come on, you boomer.
Yeah, no.
Don't you have TikTok?
Yeah, when you guys send me videos, I watch
Listen.
Them.
Oh, you don't have your own TikTok?
I have an account, but I don't post anything.
Well, yeah, but like, you
I
go
don't
on
think
and
anybody
scroll?
Does.
No, I don't get on their scroll.
Hey, so I'd say...
I'd be scrolling on the Instagram.
It's the
babe.
Same thing.
Water talk is
horrible.
Water talk is
horrible.
It's fake. It's phony.
Yeah.
It's too overblown.
And there's no values.
Ken Lee poses a threat.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Okay,
guys.
Here we go. I'll
All
make
right,
one more.
Let me.
Soon.
Let so we're gonna
Ken
get back
Lee,
to Ken Lee here.
Hit F11.
Ken Lee, real life ninja.
Someone said fast, 90% accuracy, 9% damage, 1%.
He does fuck things up. Like he knocks it over.
Wait.
Oh.
Let me go back to the beginning with sound.
Like see, I'm not. I'm not into the. Okay, that got thrown far.
He messes up. Look, it's just a couple mess ups. He's a little frustrated.
He's sweating.
But what is he trying?
So he's trying to go. He's going to
call. Oh, that's
that was impressive.
He went like a 1-2 combo, like a boom boom, and then steal both of them.
Oh, he said Ultra Instinct.
Dude. Oh, I mean, okay, I'm back in.
I'm telling you.
This is awesome.
He literally looks like he has the zoomies.
Oh, he missed.
He missed, Job. You're right.
Wow.
Dude.
Every time he poses a threat, though.
Every time he does it, he stuns himself. Took his glasses off.
He gets into it.
I don't like this guy. Go get
him, Ken. He missed. Oh. Accuracy's rough.
He's just a glorified No, because
he messes up. He does mess up sometimes.
He's human.
He's learning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This video has 50 million views,
I'm in
by
on
the way.
Ken.
I'm in too.
All right, so let's go around the. All right, as a group, let's start.
Let me get you one more Ken video here.
Yeah, give us.
Look, he's even
got
a timer.
Oh, yeah, he's got the timer.
He's got a timer.
And he's got a.
His nice sweater on.
Dude. Okay. Dude. Oh, my goodness. Dude. Guys, wait, I'm watching the clock. Dude. That's less than a second.
It's not sped
That's
up.
That's less than a second.
Literally, it's not sped up.
I don't like this guy.
Gosh, if you're just listening to this, you got to come.
Wow.
You have to come to YouTube and look at Ken Lee, the superhuman superhero.
It's the Flash.
He has to be the fastest human alive, right?
Maybe.
Oh, seven Ken's dragons.
Is he
gonna, trying to do now?
I think he might be kicking counts? These. I think he's going to kick all of these over in like a few seconds.
Now we're moving to feet. Ken's he's getting too cocky.
Maybe he's going hands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to punch him all. He's going to punch him all. No, he's going to punch him all, I think.
Nah, this might get
I think he's going to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boom.
Breathe in.
Dude, his hands.
Samurai.
He's getting his chocolate together.
Come on.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Oh my God! We gotta watch it back.
Oh my God!
We gotta watch it back.
Hey!
Oh my God!
I could do that one.
No, you couldn't.
I don't think.
Nope.
I don't think.
Ken is Ken's the winner of the day.
Yeah. All right, so let's. I'm gonna say in or out. In or out. Ready?
Okay.
Ken.
In.
Way in.
In.
Way in.
I'd say three in, one out. Keith.
In
on Keith.
In on Keith. Water Talk.
Out
on Water Talk.
Bizzle.
In.
I'm in for Bizzle.
I'm in for Bizzle
as well.
I'm out.
All right. So we're out of pretty majority rules we're in.
So there was my – thank you all for joining my TikTok.
TikTok.
My
fun.
TikTok corner. I have these – I swear I have so many TikToks saved of that I've like wanted to show everybody on the podcast, but it just – the time has never come, but now the time has come.
Can we watch a magic trick?
And I'm glad that – That we could be a part of it. Yeah.
What
were you going to say?
He's falling
No,
asleep.
But just to have him in a room with you would be horrifying.
Yeah, I would
It'd
like
be terrifying.
It. Yeah, but yeah, he only has like a 10% chance of getting it.
Well, he's probably benevolent, though. He's probably a benevolent superhero.
What
what
does that mean?
What's benevolent?
Like he's a good – he's of goodwill.
Is benevolent an adjective?
Yes.
Benevolent. I found it. Benevolent, well-meaning and kindly.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Huh. He's a benevolent superhero.
But where does it say? Oh, it is an adjective.
Speaking of TikTok, you know what's crazy to me is that like, people. Well, and soup. You don't do this too, I guess. People that like don't play video games. What do? Do they just sit on TikTok all day?
Yeah, I don't
like when
I
you
think
like
so.
Movies,
like when you don't
TV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but here's what they do, though. The people that don't play video games are the king of, I just throw on The Office so I don't have to pay attention.
Throw on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, like they love shows like Friends, The Office. Is your phone going off right now?
No.
Just shows like that they don't have to pay attention.
What is the most popular video game right now?
Oh, what is it? It's kind of, video games are kind of in a limbo.
We're in the
the dark age.
I wouldn't say the dark ages. We're in a lull right now.
What's the
Because video game season's coming up in about a 2 months.
Let's see.
After
what you
Fortnite, there was a really popular game where you were like this little minion and you had to run.
Fall Guy.
That was
yeah.
so funny.
All right, let's go through here. Let's see overrated TV shows. I'm going to give you the name. You let me know if it's overrated or if it's well-rated or underrated.
Got it.
Let's see. Squid Game.
Phenomenal.
I think way overrated.
Okay, it's right where it should be then. I don't think it's like.
I wouldn't say it's overrated or underrated.
Correct.
I thought it was a good show.
Yeah,
I liked
show.
It. The Boys. I haven't seen it yet.
Right well rated.
Right where it's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's
wait,
good.
You're just naming them?
I'm just going to give you the. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't say they're overrated?
Has any of you watched Yellow Jackets yet?
Uh-uh.
Apparently, people are saying that's overrated. People are saying The Office is overrated.
No.
I think it's definitely overrated.
I don't think it's overrated. I think it's the most. I think it is the most. Well-written.
No. Oh, my. Well-written?
Listen.
It's like peak
as
comedy.
As far as comedy goes, it's the most well-written
it
comedy
falls
show.
Falls off after Michael
after
Scott
season
leaves
seven.
And then.
Yeah, they fucked it up. Yeah.
Yeah
I'll
so
give
how
you that.
Can that be?
I'll give you that. But I'm saying season 1-7 is
like
is
it's
peak,
Game of Thrones
is peak comedy.
Overrated?
Season 8, yeah.
I mean, it's all on one show.
No. Let's see. There's a couple on here that a lot of people were saying. Yellow Jackets. I don't know what. The Last of Us. Have you seen it?
Loved it.
Thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, Last of Us was great.
I thought Pedro Pascal did
How
great.
Cool was that?
I thought it was overrated, but
why?
I didn't even finish it.
Really?
Do you have this IMDb list of the most overrated shows?
I'm looking at a list on Reddit, but I can do the one on.
I have the one on IMDb.
What's the number one overrated show?
You're gonna agree with this. 1,000% If somebody came in here with a gun to my head.
I know
head,
what it is. I already know
what
you're
gun to my
say.
Head and say, he better say yes to this. And if he doesn't, I'm shooting
know
you in the head.
I already know it. Breaking Bad.
Is it overrated? Yes. It's fucking overrated.
Yes.
It's,
that is
one, honestly, that might be one of the most overrated shows I've ever.
This is what, yeah, that this guy says on his list. This is on IMDb. That Breaking Bad is the most overrated show of all time.
Will you go through the list?
Yeah, you love number two.
Number two, dog shit ass show, The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I've never watched that.
It's way overrated. It's a decent show. I used to watch it with my mom. It was okay, but it just is. It's way
it's
overrated.
So just the comedy.
This one.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I will go to war for this until the end, until my end of my days. If I've got arrows in my back and I'm fighting on a battlefield, I will go to war for the fact.
I don't. To me, this, I don't understand the hype around this
show. This
show. I get it. Like.
I've never given it a chance, though.
It's Friends.
Just, yeah, I just haven't given it a
it's
chance.
Overrated.
It's overrated. I think it's the most overrated show in the history of shows.
I can't rate it because I've never really watched
all
it.
All the sitcoms are overrated.
I don't know why people think it's so funny. I mean, it's like, it's just very, like,
you see their
it's just so bland, I feel like.
I feel like most people's sense of humor is kind of just, like,
it's not advanced. Yeah.
And then when they see something actually funny, they're like, okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of sitcoms, are you guys Saturday Night Live fans?
Used to be?
Somewhat.
They're making a movie about it, like how it got started. It looks sick.
Yeah, old Saturday Night Live was unbelievable. With like Adam Sandler and
Chris Farley and them.
And Jimmy Fallon and yeah, they're unbelievable. Stranger Things.
I love
that's number four.
I don't think that's overrated.
For a guy that loves D&D, I've never seen it, so
I disagree with that. I think Stranger Things is a very solid show.
I think it's overrated.
They play D&D in that first season. It's our cool show.
Well, every monster in it is based on D&D.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Vecna is a god in D&D.
Wow. Yeah.
Vecna, the eye and hand of Vecna, you can get that in the game. Vecna was a man who ascended to godhood, or he wanted to ascend to godhood, and he's just a bad dude.
Yeah, he's a horrible guy.
Vecna. The Walking Dead.
In the beginning stages, it was properly rated.
I think the first couple seasons was peak television.
That's tough.
Now
it
got
fell off
a
bad.
Westworld, I haven't seen it. Matt has seen it. Lost, I haven't seen it.
You seen Lost?
Yeah, it's okay.
Did you finish the 100?
Yes.
One of Nick's shows, Suits.
Oh. Sammy
I just
loves
started.
It.
See
that
that's a show that I feel like a lot of people like.
Grab a piece of pie.
Number nine. One of my favorite walks in all cinema. House.
What is it?
House.
Yeah, that. I feel like that's a boring show.
Grey's Anatomy.
That's number 10, right?
No, that's not overrated.
Yeah, I don't even the overrated list. 10, it's dude.
How can it not be? How can he be in a fucking hospital for 20 seasons?
And the same shit happens every single episode.
I feel like that's not even overrated. I feel like it's just like hated shit.
Because
people do love
there
it.
Are some
people
good
really
shit.
Like
there are good,
Grey's Anatomy.
The good episodes, but like the same thing happens. There's a guy that comes in for routine surgery. There's a complication. Then they don't know whether he's going to survive. Then he dies horribly, and then the hospital's devastated. Or a tragedy happens to the group. Plane crash, building blows up, fire, yeah. Car crash.
There's always a complicated relationship. Like either the girl has a boyfriend or the boy mm-hmm. has a girl, and they end up
dude,
they go
the,
through trauma
the Grey's
together.
Anatomy fans that are listening to this right now are screaming.
Yeah, but it's not like it's only a month. Like it goes through their whole lives. Like it's a year after year. Like. It's not just stuck in
I mean,
a month.
How
time
long?
Span.
I mean, it's been how many years has that show
well,
been
able
on?
To play some of the characters.
20 years.
Some of them have died off.
At least it's got to be at least 20. I mean, my mom was watching that.
Yeah, it's
when I was like in elementary school.
Yeah,
here I have the dates. It started back in 2005.
That's it.
Yeah, 2005. So it started. 19 years. So it's been going on for quite a while. No, yeah, you're right. Let's see. There's a couple more on here that I like. Squid Game's number 35, and then that's pretty much it on the list. Game of Thrones is 24 on the list. I don't exactly believe that, but another list here. Gilmore Girls. I've never seen it before. The Witchers, I guess is.
You ever seen that?
No.
I like it.
Gilmore Girls.
No, The Witcher.
Oh, I watched The Witcher. That was good.
They swapped out the main character. It used to be
Henry Cavill.
Now it's Liam.
I feel like I don't hear you yawn often.
No, dude, I'm so tired. I don't know why. I hit a wall. I ate. Now I want to take a nippy.
You had a burger.
Is the Warwood Farmers Market today?
They have Tuesday? Yeah, it is.
That tacit
it
coffee
goes till what?
I think it'll be the last day.
Yeah,
today.
It goes till
might
till
be the two more weekends.
Remember,
I think?
I thought it maybe I don't know. Whatever. Soup, you wanted to do something during the podcast.
Oh yeah,
watch a magic trick?
No,
no. Come on, you text
us all.
Snake draft?
No, the worst place to take someone on a first date.
Yeah, snake. Are we snake drafting or are we just answering it?
I mean,
everybody give you.
I don't really know how many.
Just a question.
Now,
okay, then
out.
I just ask it.
Here's what's gonna happen: is Soup's gonna say what's the worst place to take a girl on a first date, and then we're gonna go on a snake draft, and whoever has the worst is the worst. I could say anything, like the surface of Venus.
That doesn't count, job. Like actual places where people take girls on first dates.
Realistic options.
Yes,
realistic
options.
Places that I could take a
yes,
person to.
Yes, job. Realistic
like, I'm
places.
Not going to take her
so
to, like,
do we
wanna Mount Everest.
Do we want
to
be the worst team or the best? Like,
You want to be the worst.
You want to be the worst because then you would, yeah. Like, you don't want to say, you don't want to say somewhere really nice because then you would lose.
Okay. All right. Well, start us off then, Soup.
Okay. I got it.
But you can't take, you guys, what if I take yours right now?
Can it be a general thing or just a?
Yeah, it can be
okay,
a general thing.
All right. Ready?
How many rounds we want to do?
Two. Just two. Up
two
and
rounds,
back.
Up and back. Okay. I get one. No, I don't want to go first. Let Cooley go first.
I'm not ready.
So we'll go, okay. Then I'll go first. Listen, if you, on the very first date, if you take her to meet your parents.
What the fuck?
Jeez.
I mean,
on the very first
I disagree.
Dude, that's going to make her feel so uncomfortable.
What do you classify as the very first date? Are you saying the first time you hang out?
This is the first time you ever are alone with each other.
Wouldn't a date be like an activity you go do or like go to a place?
That is a date. You're taking her in the car and you're driving her straight to your parents' house. That's a date.
I think you've been out of the loop for too long.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about... All right, I'm texting Hannah.
No, stop.
Wait. I'm texting Hannah. I say, okay.
You haven't went on a date yet.
Do you want to come over? And I go, yeah. So I go over to Hannah's house. Is that considered the first date?
Job.
I don't think
I would say so, yeah.
Before you guys ever do anything, it's just you
so
two
hanging out.
Going to the parents'
I would say
house.
No. Going to someone's house and hanging out is not considered a date.
Not at all.
That's just hanging out.
Bro, I'm saying... The mom and dad are sitting at a dinner table. You pick a female up from her house and you drive her and you go and eat dinner.
Okay,
you, make
you,
meet,
say that.
You make her meet your parents on the first date, dude. She's not going to like
that. I mean, that would obviously be rough. That'd be really rough, but
I disagree. I think it depends on the job.
If you go to a bar,
are you saying it'd be a good date?
No, I'm not saying it would be a good date, but I don't think it's the worst thing.
I don't think it's a date.
I don't agree. I don't think so either.
You just put them.
That's what I'm saying. If you go and meet a girl in Pittsburgh tomorrow night, and you say you guys get to talk, and you say, "Let me take you out on a date." She says, "That would be great. Let's go on a date." You say, "I'll pick you up at 7. You go and pick her up at 7, and you take her back to your parents' house.
It's not a fucking date.
Yes, it is.
That way he says it is.
Technically, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Technically, yeah.
And that, to me, would be horrible for a girl.
No, fuck no. That's not a date.
Go, Jarrett.
I agree. I don't think it's the worst, but I think it'd be bad. Yeah.
No, it'd be horrible. My pick will be the movies.
Yeah.
I got one.
I just think it's too awkward.
But like, is there dinner involved?
No, I think it's if you just pick her up, you go straight to the movies, and you say, "Hey, what do you want to go see?" And then you go,
"I see Deadpool and Wolverine."
Because you don't get to talk to her much either.
Yeah, because you walk in. Hey, you want some popcorn?
Staring at a screen for
and
like
then,
yeah,
and then you walk in,
silence.
And then like,
and you gotta put your arm
you
around
sit
it.
Down, you watch the movie. Then what do you like?
Yeah. See, that is awkward. Like, do you hold her hand?
Yeah, if it's a scary movie. If it's a scary movie, hey, babe, get in my arms.
Hey, where's the
it's
bathroom?
It's cold in here.
I think it's that way.
hey, can you hold? Once I gotta go take a shit. Can they pause
hold
the movie?
My popcorn. I'd say my
to put your head in the popcorn.
My one is a really fancy dinner.
Yeah, I can agree.
Yeah, because you're like,
unless you're a celebrity, yeah.
Are you showing off, or is it just uncomfortable for the female?
Like, if I told Hannah, I was like, "All right, I want to take you to dinner." Like, first time we ever hung out is a together. Yes. If I said I'm gonna take you to Pittsburgh to like a 5-star restaurant, I think that's the worst.
You think that's a red flag?
Because you're setting the bar. Like, what is it? What are we doing here? Yeah, why do I want to spend $1,000 or $200 on a meal?
Yeah, you're right.
I think you could spend a far better time. Hannah and I's first day, we went to the arcade and went and got pizza at Fabio's. I spent $20. It's a fantastic time.
That's a good first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. All right, my first one.
Wait, you get two here. We're coming back
around.
I get
two? Fuck, okay. I'm going to say a funeral.
Jesus.
What?
Wait, Cools.
Okay.
Dude.
It's not even real.
Oh, but I can take it on a date to meet my pet?
That's more realistic than a funeral.
That'd be awful, wouldn't
Cools,
it?
That's
I mean,
so...
that would be terrible.
Yeah.
So I
think I just
Cools,
won.
That's so bad,
yeah,
dude.
I agree.
But why would you ever? That's unrealistic.
You text her.
Jump saying Venus.
You text her like, "Hey, you know, we've been talking a while. You want to go hang out? We can go hang out and go do something." And she's
cancel.
I would really enjoy that. I mean, what do you want to do? What do you have plans for? And you go, "I think we can go meet a few people." And it's like, well, what are you doing? And grandma died.
Yeah, that'd be pretty shitty, wouldn't it?
Cool, but that's unrealistic. I mean, you're not taking
they
a
catered
girl
well.
My second pick, I would say the beach.
I was kind of thinking that. Like, are you showing skin?
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, no, wait. Or are you living on the beach, or are you taking her to Florida, like, and you're going to be with her for 4 days?
Man, maybe you just live in St. Pete, Florida, and you're like, let's just go to the beach.
No,
a walk on the beach might be good, actually. Yeah.
I think that's
a walk on the beach. Cool, because what I was expecting, cool.
He's thinking, oh, man, that's awesome.
Cool, because what I'm expecting is, like, you pick her up. You get to the beach, and now you're, like, wanting to, like, fucking run in the ocean and stuff.
Well, yeah, like, and you like, go swim at the beach, or I don't know. I just feel like it'd be a fucking pain in the ass to meet somebody you don't know at the beach. You get all sandy. My hair's blowing all over the place.
Yeah, but that might be a good first date to see, like, how you react under pressure.
Well, and then your hair's all wet. If you get in the water, you're all wet. Like, it just seems like a pain in the ass. Everybody's soaked in sandy.
I disagree with that. And
you
I
think
hate,
that'd be a great
and I hate the beach.
Why did you have to say soaked?
I hate the beach, and I think that'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
Because you're there. The only reason you ever go to the beach is just to have fun. So, like, if you had drinks and you were running around on the beach, like, playing fucking volleyball or something, I think that's a great time. Because she'd be hanging out. She'd want to, like, tan.
But what if, like, you don't like her, and she's like, "Oh, will you put this sunscreen on my back?"
And then she pulls her, and she's got, like, boils all over
her
back.
Throw hair
all
back.
Right, so your two are funeral and the beach.
Yeah.
For the worst places to take someone on the first date.
Yeah, I definitely won.
Well, I kind of like the beach now for a first date.
I did fuck that one up.
Where's yours, Job? Their next pick.
I'd probably say, I was gonna say like a sporting event. Like
why?
I think like
see, yeah. I mean, I could kind of get
like
that.
Me taking a girl. Like, hey, let's go to a date, and then I take her to like a pirate game, and we're there for 9 innings.
Yeah, see, that's a long date, man.
Yeah, you're there.
I agree with that.
Any date that's like super long on the first one, I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I
or anything that you
I'm
can't
okay
get out
with
of.
That one too.
You got to drive there. You got to sit there for nine innings. Then you got to drive home.
It's a long day.
Well, long day.
You could group that up at driving anywhere long for a first date is a bad first date because like. Fuck it. Once you run out of things to talk to once you get there.
All right, so I'm fancy
or talk about
and sporting event.
My one will be like out to a bar, like a busy bar.
Where you can't hear each other.
Yes, yeah, so we're like a tequila
is
cowboy.
Is it just you guys? Is it just the two?
Yeah, and you go to like a tequila cowboy or like an Al Dean's or something like that.
Yeah. That would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to fight. You're fighting to get a drink. You guys are always...
And then, like, what happens if you got to go like to the bathroom and like she's sitting there at the bar by herself?
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
okay. Brian,
I'm saying to your parents' house or anything physical, like rock climbing or like on a hike or.
Oh, I disagree on that one.
I don't think you could take someone you don't know into the woods for a hike.
Thank you, Cools.
Oh, okay, well then that sounds pretty sinister when you say it that way. But I mean. I mean, if you guys have been talking for a while and she likes the outdoors, all right, let's go to Ogilvy.
No,
you're not going to go into the woods.
Out.
Like, oh,
well,
there's
what
a parking
lot. Where the fuck are you going to hike in the fucking desert?
You know, you're saying, like, you're going to park in the Kroger parking lot, just walk into the woods.
No. Hey, I'm not changing my answer, but can you imagine taking someone camping on the first date?
That would be pretty
It'd
shitty.
Be a good date, not
I
a first
bet somebody,
date.
I bet somebody's definitely done
but
that
no, but if you said, hey, you want to go walk the trails at Ogilvy.
What do you guys consider a date? I mean, this is
hanging out alone. That's a date.
Oh, so how the fuck?
No, it isn't.
Okay, take that back. Because your first date is eating with the parents. That's not hanging out alone.
Yes. Okay.
A first date is an organized thing that is external from you just hanging out by yourself.
So you could go on a first date with a group of people. I feel like that's fair.
You could, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. All right. I'm pulling up the
double date.
All right. You'll be able to see this now on YouTube. The definition of a date, well, this one says the day of the month or year as specified by number. So that's not what we're looking for. This one, however, a social or romantic appointment or engagement.
Yeah.
More than two.
So it doesn't specify.
Okay, so you invite a girl to watch Netflix or a movie to hang out. Is that,
that's not a date.
Is that a date?
Is there like a charcuterie board?
No.
You just hang out.
Okay.
If you get food, it's a date.
Yes.
If you order food,
like,
okay, look at
like
this.
A bunch of snacks.
Yeah.
This is from Elite Singles. One of the telltale signs of what is considered a date is that it's only the two of you meeting.
Bullshit.
If it's a social occasion with a group of you getting together, chances are you may be in the friend zone. However, if the occasion involves only you and your crush, date away, the game is likely.
No, see, I disagree on that. I totally disagree.
What, as in what way?
No, just you meeting anywhere is not a date. If I'm dating you and I will come over to your house, that's not a date.
Yeah, I don't think that's a date.
I feel
it's
like
just
it's
me
some...
coming
over to hang out. A date is something like that is
organized.
External
I feel
from
like
the normal.
I feel like it could flip though, because I feel like before you're dating that person, I think that could be considered a date if you just went to her house by herself.
No, I know.
I guarantee if you ask any girl and say, hey, is Netflix and chill a date, David, I'll say no.
If you literally order to-go food,
who could we call?
I've texted
Hannah.
All right.
Call Hannah, get her on the horn.
But I've texted her, and I've been like, hey, do you want to go out on a date sometime?
Hannah's first feature on the podcast here, I think, right? She'll answer.
I don't know,
she'll answer,
man.
She'll that will work.
Okay.
I think there's a big difference there. Right. If you get food.
What's up, knucklehead?
Laying on the couch.
All right, you're live on the podcast right now. I got a question for you.
Yes.
All right, what do you consider a date?
What do you mean by that?
What if I said, if you said, in general, if Cooley said he's going on a date with somebody, what does that mean to you?
That he's taking a girl out to either do a fun activity, go to a restaurant, or do something to get to know them better.
Okay, so you're not saying if Cooley goes over to her house and they watch Netflix, that's not a date.
That's not a date. That's just
thank you.
Out.
But ask her if they would then order food to the house. All right,
if you had like a meal or ordered a bunch of food or like had a snack charcuterie board, is that a date?
Well, like at the person's house?
Yes.
No, that's still hanging out because that'd be like the same thing if I invited all of you over here. We'd eat food and watch a TV show, and that's just us hanging out. That's not us going on a date.
I agree.
Wow, all right. Okay.
Can you ask her if you can go on a date in your own house?
Can you go on a date in your own house?
No.
I would say no, but I also know that sometimes girls can get anxious or very, terrified of the word date. So sometimes they will be like, oh, I planned an at-home date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So what, all right. Maybe like a sip and paint at home.
A sip and a paint and sip.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. Really.
It's so like an activity at home.
You're doing something together and talking. You're not just watching a movie.
That's like external from your regular activities. All right.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah.
You're so welcome.
Love you.
Love you too.
Oh!
See, here's the thing, though, about that. If you
never said that to her before.
We don't ever say it in public.
Oh, okay.
If
that was PDA. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bleep that.
I'm...
if you bake cookies, that's a date.
To me, I feel like, yeah. I think if you set up a nice dinner, like a candle... fucking like a nice steak dinner at your house, just
date.
You two. I think that's a date.
I agree, Jer.
That's not Netflix and chill, though. That,
I still think to me, different. I think if you
dude, if you invite her over, she lays in your bed and you guys watch a movie together. That's not a date.
It's not a date.
And if you think that's low. We gotta get.
Based off of that definition, it is.
Yes, but that's
the elite
definition.
Singles. They don't know anything.
Yeah, they don't know fuck.
Look up the CEO of Elite Singles real quick. Let's see what he or she looks like.
He looks exactly like
Soup. Soup made the website.
He looks exactly like Fizzle or whatever his name was.
Elite Singles About Us.
What's that ninja's name? Ken?
Looks like the Water Talk girl.
Bizzle made this website.
Bizzle.
Bizzle didn't make this shit. Bizzle's got a nice wife.
Google. Wow!
Oh wow! They got all kinds of different data.
We can look
professional dating
all click over the country,
dating.
All over the world too. All
right, you know what? Let's go to over 50
over
dating.
No,
I am.
Oh wait, let's go. Hold on. Hold on.
I gotta put
wait
my email
a second.
On
We're bringing this up. We are on elitesingles.com. We're looking for over 50s dating. I am a man. I'm looking
for a woman.
Looking for a woman.
Oh, bullshit.
Put Jubb's email in.
Son of a bitch.
Are you thinking about... Wait. It says...
it says a mature
over 50
partner.
Find your partner with Elite Singles.
We should make champion.
Our over 50 dating service is designed to help you make a meaningful connection. All our members are here to looking for long-lasting love. How it works.
In fact, more and more mature men and women are turning to online platforms as a viable way to meeting new people.
Yeah,
we should start a dating website.
What's your thoughts on that about like if you meet on a dating website?
I feel like why not? Especially if you're in a big city, like it's gotta be hard to...
I was at a wedding of two that met on Tinder.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, I'm not
against it. I feel like it's normalized now.
Yeah.
What if you meet her at a strip club?
Normal. I mean,
she might be paying for school.
Yes.
She might be paying for school.
That's, you know, hey.
People might.
Jill's is paying for school.
Yeah.
To each his own, man.
I'm in.
I mean.
It's a profession.
I would have been in, I won't.
It's not like they're bad people. I mean, they're talented.
Maybe not. I just would not prefer my girlfriend not to be a stripper. I don't think there's anything wrong with not wanting that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What would be the equivalent? Not wanting a guy to be what?
A male stripper.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's not as prevalent as...
Jerry, I'm going to say 5%.
Being a stripper?
I think she would be rather entertained.
How about this? According to the Knotts 2023 Jewelry and Engagement Study, more than 1 in 4 couples now get married after meeting online.
Is that technically... Does that mean a specific dating app, or does that mean me reaching out to girl on Instagram?
I'm going to say, so say you slide in DMs online.
That counts meeting online.
Does it?
100%.
No.
What?
I guess. What's
have you met her before?
What's the difference?
No, here's not, we're going to get another.
If you're DMing her, that's meeting online.
Well,
unless
I guess
you
it
see
depends.
Her on campus
well, guess,
and, like,
yeah,
you slide
I guess it
in.
Depends. It depends who, like, if you're sliding into DMs of a girl you've never met before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's identical to a dating app.
You're doing a
dating
because then you'd say, like,
you're just not intentionally trying to date her yet.
Where'd you meet her? I just found her on Instagram.
I saw Hannah at the bar, but I didn't meet her until I messaged her on Snapchat. So does that technically mean that
I'm
going
to say yes. Even though you've laid eyes on her, but if you haven't spoke to her until
I'm gonna say no because you would say where'd you meet her at, and you would say
the bar.
But I didn't meet her there.
But you didn't meet her.
You saw her there.
That's
though.
Identical to seeing a girl on a commercial on a TV like she's an actress, and then you DMing her on Instagram. That's just like you seeing her at the bar.
Huh, that's a weird question. I don't know. Like, what if you know about them, but you've never met or talked?
I'm saying that's meeting online.
Ooh. All right, ready? One more snake draft, and then we'll wrap it up. All right. The worst thing to happen to you while you're on a first date.
Can I? Cooley goes first this time.
Poop your pants.
I was going to say that.
I was going to say vomit. Vomit. Vomit.
So poop your pants, vomit, call her the wrong name.
Run into your ex.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh,
that's good.
That would be pretty shitty.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm gonna go on to mine. Call her the wrong name / forget her name.
You get another one.
Okay, you're waiting. Like, you guys decide to go to a restaurant. You're waiting for them, and you got catfished.
I guess that. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
Shit. Poop your pants. Vomit. Call her the wrong name or forget her name. What'd you say?
I said run into your ex or you got catfished. Stood up would hurt too. Sorry, I'm not taking anyone else's.
Yeah, her just leaving. Her just getting up and leaving.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Like, say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom.
That would, I don't know what that would do to me. That would demoralize me beyond all
belief. Yeah, like, she
can't belief.
Even, like, she can't even finish the date.
Yeah.
She just gets up and leaves.
Imagine that. You're, like, really excited. You have a decent conversation at a dinner, and then she says, oh, hey, I really have to go to the bathroom. She gets up, and then you never see her again.
Make my stomach hurt.
Yeah, that'd be pretty shitty.
All right.
Maybe
cool.
She's just taking a mean bump.
Yeah, then you
left her. And then you leave her.
Well,
then she's in the bathroom for 30 minutes and you leave her.
Would it be a really bad sign if like, she gets up and goes to the bathroom and then she comes out and she goes, woo! Like, come on, woo!
Yeah, that'd probably be a no for me.
All right, I'm gonna say mine is either wreck and or hit somebody with your car.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
with them in the car?
With them in the car, man. Yeah.
They get kidnapped.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean,
like
that,
before your date or on the date,
like doing it, yeah.
Or you get robbed. Oh yeah,
robbed. Like bad. You get beat up, like
you get knocked the fuck out.
Cools, tell the story about you in the bar when the one girl said you could do better.
No, we're not doing that story.
All right. Well, we had fun here.
Cools,
what the fuck, Sue?
That's a great story. I'm not going to lie.
Tell that story.
That is a great story.
That's legendary.
Fine. I met this girl at the bar, blah, blah, blah. I go get her a drink. I come back, and I can read lips. Like,
you're very good
I'm
at
very
reading
lips. Read so I see her talking to her friend.
How far away?
I'm probably like a good 30, 40 feet away. Like
that far?
Like, I don't know how far.
He's like
a
sniper.
Yeah.
30 feet's 10 yards.
Which you did. Actually, I can't
wait,
judge because you did that once, which I'll tell you after that.
And I saw her say to the girl I was hanging out with, go, you can do better than him. And I was like, fuck.
Dude,
gave him the drink and never spoke to
him. Oh, that'd make my stomach sick.
Yeah, you would.
Really?
Dude, that makes my stomach hurt. Another
thing off of his lip reading, which is incredible. We were at McFadden's in Pittsburgh, St. Patrick's Day, million fucking people around. And we were walking in and we noticed these two girls that we know. And we were like walking like, we were probably 50 feet from him. And he said, as soon as we saw him, Cooley and her like made eye contact and like we started walking again and he goes, oh my god, she just said my fucking name. And she goes, he said she just said, oh my god, there's Tyler Cooley.
Yeah, I told him, oh my god, there's Cooley right there.
Exactly. And he said, she just said my fucking name.
Did you call her?
No, they came walking came up over. To say hi out there. I was like, I told you.
Yep.
Fucking
impressive, impressive stuff.
Well, we had a fun time here. Pine Room episode 122. We're going to wrap it up here. Hope you enjoyed. If you want to see us play D&D, send us an email. If we get – all right, let's set the goal.
If there's four emails.
If we get four emails and people want to see us play D&D.
Four emails or DMs.
Yeah.
Or honestly, DMs.
Any form of message.
Any form of message.
Any message. Carrier pigeon.
Four.
Yes.
Four.
AIM. MySpace.
Postcard. Fucking, what else is there? Postcard, email.
Voice.
DM.
Yes.
Voice.
Job.
Letter.
What's the
ransom
people,
note?
People would have fax. See use.
Braille.
What? Cools?
Yeah.
Braille.
Contact at thepineroompodcast.com.
Smoke writing in the sky. Any four messages if you want to see us play D&D, I will start these guys down the path.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you Jubb's number.
No, Jesus,
should we like a like on the video or just messages? Nah,
messages.
We'll just do messages.
No, you got
to
message
us.
Because then anybody can like. All right, thank you for enjoying. Oh, thank you for enjoying. You might have hated it. Thank you for listening. Episode 122 of the Pine Room Podcast. Myself, Soup, Cooley, Jarrett.
Hey, and shout out Ken Lee. Shout out Moneybag Keith. Fuck Water Talk
and Bizzle.
Yeah, and Bizzle.
So shout out them.
Until next time, check out our social media at the Pine Pursuers. We post fun stuff. Watch Jarrett get hit in the sack by a golf ball.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
posting that in a second.
Today's episode is sponsored by Toys R Us. Thank you.
Bye. We appreciate you. Love you very much. And we'll see you here next time in the Pine Room. Peace.